Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. I hope some of you listeners out there managed to see the supermoon last Monday, as the moon was at its closest to Earth since 1948 and must have looked spectacular from Cape Town. Unfortunately, as I'm in the UK at the moment, at Jodrell Bank, the headquarters of the Square Kilometre Array Radio Astronomy Observatory, I had no such luck as there were thick, rainy clouds blotting out everything. What a pity. You may be familiar with the idea that we are made of stardust. It's a rather kind of poetic and romantic idea, but kind of true. I'm going to explain a little of what this means with reference to some recent scientific findings, and not understanding much about chemistry means I can only explain this in ordinary terms, so this won't be a chemistry lesson. But anyhow, recent research has shed new light on the ways in which we really are made of stars and how. This study focuses on a particular chemical called lithium and its origins. So this is wisdom gleaned from a UK publication called Astronomy Now. Lithium, the lightest solid element in existence, plays an important role in our lives, both at the biological and the technological level. Like the majority of chemical elements, its origins stem back to astrophysical phenomena, but its point of genesis was so far unclear. Recently, a group of researchers detected enormous quantities of beryllium-7, which is an unstable element which decays into lithium, and this was inside a star called Nova Sagittarii, which suggests that novae are the main sources of lithium in the galaxy. Practically every chemical element has an astronomical origin. A first genesis took place shortly after the Big Bang, between 10 seconds and 20 minutes after the beginning of the universe. Light elements were then formed: hydrogen at 75%, helium at 25%, and a very small amount of lithium and beryllium. The remaining chemical elements were formed in stars either through fusion of other elements inside the nucleus, which begins with the fusion of hydrogen into helium and produces increasingly heavy elements until iron is reached, or through other processes such as supernovae explosions or reactions in the atmosphere of giant stars, where among others gold, lead and copper are produced. Those elements in turn were then recycled into new stars and planets until the present day. But lithium posed a problem. We knew that 25% of existing lithium comes from primordial nucleosynthesis, but we were not able to trace the origins of the remaining 75% until a recent study may have found the answer. Now, this might be unfamiliar territory for some listeners in terms of what we think astronomy is about, but modern astronomy is just as much about examining what the universe is made of and how it was formed as about the objects in it. The solution to the enigma of the origin of lithium lies, according to the study at the Institute of Astrophysics of Andalusia, in the novae. This is explosive phenomena occurring in binary star systems, in which one of the stars is a white dwarf. The white dwarf can nab material from its twin star and form a superficial layer of hydrogen, which, when it reaches a certain density, will trigger an explosion called a nova, which can increase the brightness of a star up to 100,000 times. After a few weeks, the system stabilizes and the process starts again. So novae are stars which change in their brightness very dramatically. Researchers studied a particular nova which remained visible for more than 80 days. The observation made it possible for the first time to follow the evolution of the beryllium-7 signal inside a nova and even to calculate the amount of it present. Beryllium-7 is an unstable element and it decays into lithium in 53.2 days, so its presence is a sign of the existence of lithium. The existence of beryllium-7 had been previously documented in another nova, but the measure of the amount of lithium which would ultimately be produced from it on Nova Sagittarii came as a surprise and a piece of serendipitous research. They're talking about an amount of lithium 10 times greater than that in the Sun, and with these amounts in mind, two similar novae a year would suffice to account for all the lithium in our galaxy, the Milky Way. So the conclusion to this research and observation is that novae seem to be the predominant source of lithium in the universe. It's like a great big jigsaw puzzle, piecing together the elements that make up the universe and finding out where they came from. Well, perhaps you're left with a sense of so what? What difference does it make to know where the elements came from? But if you remember, When you were an infant, your brain strove to make sense of your world at the time and piece together a coherent picture of your universe. And this is what scientists are now doing with astronomical data, only on a scale rather bigger than your cot. So for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing you clear skies. FMR.